Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and we are excited that you can join us today.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. We're hoping you have a great summer this year. Today's topic is culture.
And our title is Kids and Summer. Kids and Summer. Peter, what did we learn about yesterday?
Well, a guest on the show named Cora told us about summer camps. They are really fun.
Yes, they are, and I'm excited to learn more about it today. Right now, let's read it with Peter.
Ben loved summer when he was a kid. He rode his bike and played with his friends. He also had a lemonade stand. Taylor had a summer job. She was a lifeguard. She could get a nice suntan at the pool. Rob relaxed some summers, but other ones he had to study for entrance exams.
I loved summer when I was a kid. I had a lot of free time. That means I could spend time with friends, go to different places, and sleep in and watch movies.
Oh, that sounds like a great summer. I know what you mean. I would play outside and go to the park a lot when I was a kid. I would always find something fun to do. Also, my family would travel during the summer. We would visit my grandparents.
That sounds fun. Summertime is when many people travel. I usually go somewhere every summer. And right now, we have to go to Christina. Here she is to teach us our keywords.
Hello, 今天的主题是放暑假。Ben 说他很喜欢放暑假，他会骑单车出去跟朋友玩。他说 I rode my bike a lot. 骑车这个动作是 ride， 它的过去式是 rode。他们还会在炎炎夏日摆一个小摊位卖柠檬汁，摊位就是 stand。They had a lemonade stand。Taylor 说他小时候会利用暑假到游泳池去打工当救生员。Taylor 觉得这个工作很好玩，而且还可以把自己晒黑。晒黑就是 suntan。She got a suntan。Rob 说有时候放暑假他必须要读书，因为要参加入学考试，所以入学考试就像一个门槛一样。入学或者是一个地方的入口就是 entrance 这个字，所以你找不到入口的时候可以问人 Where is the entrance? 那考试是 exam， 所以入学考试就是 an entrance exam。 而你要上大学的话 You have to take the college entrance exam， 必须要参加大学入学考试。
I love summer. Don't you, Ben?
I loved summer when I was a kid because I didn't have to work. I had 3 months of vacation.
What did you do?
I rode my bike a lot and played with my friends. We also had a lemonade stand.
Did you do much business?
We did on hot days, but often we drank all the lemonade.
So yesterday we talked a lot about summer camps. This is a fun place to go during the summer. Kids are out of school during the summer, so there is a lot of time for fun things.
That's right. I loved summer when I was a kid because I didn't have to work. But in high school, I started to get summer jobs. But I thought these jobs were fun, too.
So Ben says he had 3 months of vacation. School in America ends around June and starts again in August or early September.
That's a lot of time, a lot of free time. So what did Ben do?
He rode his bike a lot and played with his friends. That sounds like a perfect thing to do in the summer.
Yes, it does. I like riding my bike, too. There is a river near my home. I can ride next to the river. It's great.
And I love spending time with my friends. We go to the park and take pictures of all the beautiful things we see.
Ben also had a lemonade stand. A stand is just a small store. Stands are not buildings. They could just be a tent or a table, something like that. You might see some next to the road.
A lemonade stand. I love lemonade. I think Christina likes lemonade too. Well, let's find out. She can tell us more about this drink.
Ben 说他小时候会在暑假的时候卖柠檬汁。既然提到了柠檬汁，我们就一定要说一下 lemonade 和 lemon juice 的不同之处。Lemonade 是柠檬原汁加上了水和糖调成的柠檬饮料，而 lemon juice 则是从柠檬果实里榨出来的纯柠檬原汁。所以咯，如果你去了美国的餐厅跟 waiter 点了一杯 lemon juice 的话，他可能会愣住，然后问你 Do you mean lemonade? 所以你的意思是 lemonade 吗？但是在做菜的时候要加在料理里面的柠檬原汁就是 lemon juice。You can add some lemon juice in it.
Thank you, Christina. Well, lemonade is the perfect drink in the summer, and a lemonade stand is the perfect business for a kid in the summer.
That's right. Kids sell lemonade in front of their homes. Peter, did you ever have a lemonade stand like this one?
Yeah, I sold things and...One thing I sold was lemonade, but I didn't get many customers.
Oh, really?
The reason was I would pour out the lemonade, but I wouldn't put ice in it. So it was warm lemonade, but, you know, I was a kid.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Well, let's learn more. Let's go to Conversation B right now.
What are you thinking about, Taylor?
Oh, just my summer job when I was a kid.
You had a summer job?
Sure. A lot of kids have summer jobs. I worked at the swimming pool. I was a lifeguard.
Was it fun?
Yes. I got a nice suntan. I watched kids play in the water and...kept them safe.
Taylor is thinking about something in this conversation. Well, I think she is dreaming about something.
Yes, she is. She is thinking about her summer job when she was a kid. Now, we talked a little bit about summer jobs before. These are jobs you have for the summer.
Yes.Usually, if you are a student or still young, you get a job for the summer. These jobs are nice because you just have to do them for a short time. It's not a big, serious career.
That's right. So, what kinds of summer jobs did you have, Peter?
Oh, I had many summer jobs. One of my favorite summer jobs was going outside.Like working at summer camp. Or I had another job when I was working in trees.
Wait, you worked in trees?
Yes, it was a zip line course. I would take guests way up into the redwoods in California. Then we would go tree to tree.
Wow, that's an amazing job. I want that job.
I also soldLemonade, which we learned about, I sold it at the Colorado Rockies ballpark during baseball games. I would walk up and down the stairs selling lemonade. I could even watch the games, too.
Wow, you had some very exciting summer jobs. I did, too. I taught children dance, like ballet and jazz. It was a great summer job.
Oh, really? How many summers did you teach camp?
I taught summer camp for about 5 years, and my students ranged from ages 4 to 10.
Oh, that's really cute. So you are their first teacher to teach them how to dance.
I was, and I really hope that I taught them well, just like I'm teaching you guys English well, right?
Well, I hope you have time to talk about your summers, too. Make sure to practice your English. But right now, we need to take a break. We'll see you right after this. See you soon! Hi friends, welcome back. Marie is teaching me some ballet because she used to do that for a summer job. Okay?
All right, Peter, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, this is called a plié. You go down and then up. Can you do that?
Hey, that's easy. I can do that.
Very good. All right, how about you try to turn like this? Can you do that?
Yeah, I know ballet. This is great. Well, friends, summer is a great time to learn things. I hope you're learning. Let's go to Conversation C.
Did you enjoy summer when you were a kid, Rob?
Well, some summers I could relax. Other summers I had to study.
For school entrance exams?
For the high school one. My family moved to the States before I had to take the college one.
I didn't study in the summer. I went to summer camp and loved it.
You were lucky.
Rob tells us about his summers. Did he enjoy summer when he was a kid?
He did. But first, let's talk about the question you just asked. You used the word when.
That's right. I asked, did he enjoy summer? But then I wanted to ask about a certain time, not just any summer. So I asked, did he enjoy summer when he was a kid?
That's right. Friends, try to ask a question using the word when.
So some summers, Rob could relax. That's great, but other summers, he had to study.
Really? Oh, that does not sound relaxing. Why does he have to study during the summer?
Well, because he had to study for school entrance exams.
Oh, I understand. When you use the word entrance for a building, that is where you enter the building. No entrance means you can't get in.
So this kind of test, an entrance exam, is for getting into a school. A test for entering in.
I don't think you can relax very much when you have entrance exams to study for. Do all schools have entrance exams?
Some schools have them. Others do not. But every lesson we learn from Christina does. So let's go to her right now to learn more about this sentence pattern.
Rob 说有时候他在暑假可以好好的放松，但是有时候必须读书了。Some summers I could relax. Other summers I had to study. 所以注意到了吗？我们中文说有时候是这样，可是有时候必须那样。这是中文的说法，那英文的说法呢？是 some 怎么样 ，other 又如何？所以这是英文的表达方式。我们来练习一下 ：Some weekends I can go out with friends. Other weekends I need to help my mom at home. 有时候我周末可以跟朋友出去，有时候则必须留在家里帮妈妈的忙。再来看一个例子 ：Some people watch football inside. Other people play in the yard.有些人在室内看足球赛，有些人则在院子里玩。
Thanks, Christina. So, Marie, did you have to study for entrance exams?
No, I didn't. But I did read books for my classes. We called it summer reading. You had to read all the books on the list. That could take a while.
I remember the summer reading list. I did not like them at all. That was not my favorite. But now I am out of school. No more exams and summer reading.
Wow, you are very lucky, Peter.
No, I am lucky.
No, Peter, you were lucky is today's
calendar phrase.
You were lucky.
You were lucky. 你当时好幸运。
2 years ago, I won $1 million.
Wow, you were lucky.
And I won a big house.
You were lucky.
And I won an expensive car.
You were lucky.
Then I married a beautiful lady.
Oh, she was lucky.
You were lucky.
You were lucky. 你当时好幸运。
All right, well, that was a fun calendar phrase, but now it's time to review those keywords. This can be fun, too. All right, here we go.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Ride. Ride. She rode her bike to school today.
Stand. Stand. This stand sells lots of great snacks.
Suntan. Suntan. Alan sits in the sun to get a suntan.
Entrance. Entrance. Where is the entrance to the building?
Exam. Exam. Matt must take an English exam tomorrow. Friends, those are our keywords for today. Keep on practicing. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
I love summer. Don't you, Ben?
I loved summer when I was a kid because I didn't have to work. I had 3 months of vacation.
What did you do?
I rode my bike a lot and played with my friends. We also had a lemonade stand.
Did you do much business?
We did on hot days, but often we drank all the lemonade.
What are you thinking about, Taylor?
Oh, just my summer job when I was a kid.
You had a summer job?
Sure. A lot of kids have summer jobs. I worked at the swimming pool. I was a lifeguard.
Was it fun?
Yes. I got a nice suntan. I watched kids play in the water and kept them safe. Did you enjoy summer when you were a kid, Rob?
Well, some summers I could relax. Other summers I had to study.
For school entrance exams?
For the high school one. My family moved to the States before I had to take the college one.
I didn't study in the summer. I went to summer camp and loved it.
You were lucky.
Ginger, please stop crying. Just be happy.
Why should I be happy?
Because it's summer, and you love summer, remember?
Yeah, but I want to go to summer camp.
I know, but
you won't let me.
Ginger, we can still have fun this summer.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Well, we could ride bikes and play with friends. That's fun, right?
Yeah.
And maybe you can get a job at the swimming pool. That would be fun, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe you can have a lemonade stand or a place where you could sell bananas.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh. I'd rather eat bananas.
Yeah, well, that's fun too, right?
Yeah, right. Summer. I love summer.
I love summer. Hey, Claudia, welcome back from Cambodia.
Thanks, Gary. The trip was amazing.
What did you do?
I saw many cool things and visited many beautiful places and ate lots of interesting food.
Did you eat spiders when you were on vacation?
Spiders? Ew! Of course not.
You're scared. Wait, who said that?
Who said what?
Did you eat spiders when you were on vacation?
Of course I didn't eat spiders.
No. But who asked that question? Was it you, Claudia?
No.
Was it you, Gary?
Yes.
Yes? All right. Okay, that was a super sentence. Did you know that?
No, it was?
Yes, it was. The super sentence for today is, did you do something when you were somewhere? It's a great question to ask.
Wait, is it?
Yes, it is. Can you use this super sentence in another way?
Of course. Did you see any movies when you were at the mall?
There it is. Did you see any movies when you were at the mall? Great question. What about you, Claudia?
Did you travel a lot when you were younger?
Uh-huh. Did you travel a lot when you were younger? Super. Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great. And now, I must be on my way.
So, Claudia, in Cambodia, people can eat fried spiders. Did you eat any spiders when you were there?
Ew! Of course not! I hate spiders. But I did get you a present.
Really?
Yeah.
This is for me.
Hey! Go ahead and open it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a spider!
It's not a real spider.
Friends, I hope you enjoyed the show today. Well, I think we all learned that it's fun to be outside during the summer. When you have free time, it's important to use it. So, friends, maybe you can go outside and read a book or learn some more English.
That's right. It's a nice day out today because it's summertime. Go enjoy it. All right. Well, we had a lot of fun, and we hope to see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.